Wow. Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back to I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you, but this is going to make you sick. You're going to be upset and go, Dan, oh, Dan, why did you share this with us? It'll do that to you. So please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. And we have a sponsor today, Vista Copper. And I am still in Viva Las Vegas for the Formula One race. And man, oh, man. It's getting crowded out here. Crazy, crazy crowded. Lots of crowds, lots of people. Think about this. In the news yesterday, we heard that Marjorie Taylor Greene was going to step down from her position in Congress. Oh my gosh. Oh wow, that is unbelievable and that's sad. Now, either you're on her side or you're not, I don't care. That's not the point of this video at all. The point is that Marjorie Taylor Greene probably would have been primaried in the upcoming election year from now and probably wouldn't stood a chance because she fought with Donald Trump. Let's put that aside. Marjorie Taylor Greene came into Congress in 2021. She was, you know, outspoken. She was Team Trump, you know, fighting COVID, all the stuff that she did. Here's the one thing you may not know about her. She came into Congress with a whopping net worth of $700,000. Still a lot of money, guys. A lot of money, a lot of money. She turned that stock trading to a net worth of, I've seen, $25 million a day and $27 million. Is that sick? How do you do that in 4 years, making $174,000 a year? Well, you do it by having congressional stock picks and knowing on who's going to get what. And who's, you know, oh, Apple's going to get a fair ruling. This company's going to get a fair ruling. I don't even know what stock trade she made, but that is sickening, guys. Absolutely sickening. My brother woke me up this morning and said, you know, Bob Kudla is the trade genius. He is the guru of all gurus. And that guy's not turning $700,000 into $27 million. It's not happening. Now, let's get sick, okay? Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi. Her net worth, guys, is staggering, okay? It is anticipated to be worth $278 million from stock trading. Stock trading. How do you get a job like that? How do you get a job like that? You don't. None of us can. Now think about this. Nancy Pelosi's stock trades have started a business. Isn't this amazing? It's called Autopilot. Autopilot has over $1 billion under management right now. And what they do is they follow Nancy Pelosi's stock trades. That's how the guy got started. He just raised $8 million for a private fund to take this company public. But now, what do they follow? All the congressional stock trades. So you and I are trying to beat our brains out and pick the right stock. There is a company out there that's just following their trades and they're making, you know, money hand over fist. So is this legal? Do you think it's fair? Do you think Marjorie Taylor Greene should be investigated for having a net worth of $25 to $27 million from trading stocks working in Congress? It's unbelievable, guys. It's absolutely wild that they have done this. Let me know what you think so far.
Wishing you a very, very Merry Christmas from fabulous Las Vegas.
Thanks, Elvis. Appreciate that. Now let's talk about something that's funny where they want to apologize to us, and that's the MGM Grand Hotel. MGM Grand says they're apologizing for affordability and that they've made Vegas too expensive with $28 bottles and $45, you know, parking and resort fees of $50 and $75, and they're apologizing to you. They're going to make up for it. They're going to change that. Okay, now that they've already ripped you off, they're going to do that. I hate that hotel. Your room is, you might as well stay at your house and walk to the casino. That's how far away everything is when you stay at the MGM. It's ridiculous. So now they want you to know that they're apologizing for affordability. Next thing is, think about this. Because of the government shutdown and the audit on SNAP, they did an audit on this. And they found out that, think about this. Last year, $500 million, $500 million was spent at fast food joints, McDonald's, Burger King, you know, Arby's, places like that. $500 million was spent on that. That is crazy. The cost to raise a child. You know what? You get young people in your life. We want to start a family right away. Look at this chart. The chart's below. It talks about what it costs to raise a child for a year. Most expensive state, Massachusetts, which is $44,000 a year. Food, health care, child care, clothes, all that stuff. That's what it averages a year. Okay, do you have that money? You have $44,000 a year? Well, Dan, I don't make 40. My kids don't make that a year. Well, they shouldn't have a kid. That's what I think. Oh my God, what an awful thing to say. Isn't that terrible? Yeah, it is. So this is where the turn is for the Formula One race. Outside the Cosmopolitan, and they make the turn here on Harmon. So kind of an exciting place to be right now. Lots of people, as you can tell. Let's talk about our sponsor, Vizsla Copper. One of the most exciting areas for mining and exploration in the world is Alaska. Now, Alaska's got a bunch of cool things going for it right now. The Department of Energy, the Department of Defense, they've just opened it up to drilling again. And there is a new project called the Ambler Road Project that has just gotten the support of the Trump administration. Vizsla Copper, trading under the symbol VCUFF, has just announced that they've acquired a huge area for exploration, and this could be one of the most exciting mining plays in the world right now. Whenever I look at a less expensive stock, I always suggest two things. You do your own due diligence, and you look at the management team and their, you know, expertise. They have a $1 billion management team with Vizsla Copper. It is absolutely amazing. They were behind the company that did Vizsla Silver. Vizsla Silver went from 15 cents a share to $7 a share. They know what they're doing. Now, with the Palmer project that they just acquired, there is what they anticipate, $3.5 billion worth of copper in the ground right now. You need to dramatically look at VCUFF right now. It is going to be an incredible play. But think about this, guys. Copper is used for everything right now. Absolutely everything. It's used in wiring, construction, green energy. It's used for so many different things. And it is very popular, and the price is rapidly going up. When you look at companies like Nova Minerals and Trilogy Metals, these small players went out and they had an over 200% return on their stock on a similar play. You've got to look at this. It's very inexpensive right now. Take a look at VCUFF right now, but look at the returns for these smaller companies and what you could do with VCUFF. Take a look at it today, guys. Now, let's talk about real estate. Here's something fascinating. Since the Great Recession, there have been over 500,000 houses purchased here in Las Vegas alone by investors. Isn't that wild? In last year, the number of the percentage of purchases that were done by investors last year, 29.6%. That's crazy. Now, two-thirds of all real estate investors said that the most frustrating process is cash flow. Duh, buying something that you can make money on. About 6 in 10 real estate investors say they're not willing to buy a property that doesn't cash flow. In other words, why rent it out if you're not going to make money, if it's going to cost you money every month? 63% surveyed real estate investors said they only accept mortgage rate of 6% or lower. 51% of real estate investors say they self-manage their properties. So just over half get to deal with the landlords themselves. 21% of the real estate investors first look at off-market deals. Now, this is where this next part's going. What is the best place to buy properties right now? Now, this survey said 21%. I saw a survey that said 67% of all investors want properties that other people don't know about. It's like, oh, your Aunt Marge died. Drayton Ney, who is a wholesaler in Vegas that I know, he goes out and he buys you know, off-market properties, but he walks the streets. This guy knocks on doors and said, hey, what's the story with this property? What's the story with your mom? I hear your mom owns three houses. How's she doing? Oh, mom just passed away, Drayton. We'd love to sell one of the houses. And well, which one's the worst one? And he buys that one and fixes it up. There's value in doing that. And again, it takes discipline to go and do that. Saw the restaurants down Harmon Street. You can walk down. Las Vegas Boulevard turns into this. And this is the other part of the raceway over here. So. It's exciting. The road is still open here right now, and it'll close down fairly soon.
That's always interesting.
I'm going to finish this video with these last few things. First things first, do not forget that we have our new free video sharing website, newvideos.com. We're going to start uploading news every day at noon. Myself, I'm going to do that. So take a look at that, newvideos.com, just like it sounds. And don't forget, we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live, where we talk about all the uncensored stuff we can't talk about other places, like here. So take a look at that. Now, to finish this video with a few things, Walmart, they're saying, is definitely the low price leader when it comes to shopping. And Walmart's numbers are going up because more and more people are turning to Walmart to purchase things. I have people that hate Walmart, just like they hate Target, and will not set foot in there. I'm going to give you some advice. And that is, if you're going to shop at Walmart, you go to the best city in your area, the Walmart in the best city. It's going to have the best selection. It's going to be the cleanest store. It's going to be better all the way around. They're going to have better clothes. They're going to have better everything. If you go to the higher end cities, you can sit there and say, oh, Dan, that's a terrible thing to say. No, it's not. I'm telling you, go, you know, I live in Orange County. Go to Santa Ana. Look at the Walmart. It is a war zone. Go to Irvine, California. That Walmart is, you know, you could sleep on the floor there. It's totally different, night and day. This may look like prison. That's just the edge of the racetrack with the cops setting up. So let me know what you think. Another thing about credit that they were talking about is the 222 rule. What's that? Have a job for 2 years, open a credit card, keep it open for 2 years, and pay on time for 2 years, and that will boost your credit score and your ability to borrow more money at a cheaper rate. 222 rule. Let me know if you tried it. You know, let's see. A couple things. Saint Rock is a music venue in Southern California in the South Bay. And it, let's say, it hosts alternative bands, you know, Black Flag and bands like that, okay? They're closing for this reason. Not because they can't get tickets sold. Not because they can't book bands. It's not that. It's that people, when they go there, don't buy alcohol anymore because it's too expensive. The alcohol sales have dropped so much that the venue is closing. So, you know, guys, I rarely drink, okay? But it's like you'd starve on Dan, you know? So let me know what you think about that. And the final story is, I love this one. The Border Patrol is secretly getting all of our license plate and getting data and putting data together. Now, think about this. If you have cameras set up that are hidden throughout a certain area, and you see a driver doing something, and you pick up a license plate here, and he's in a drug trafficking area over here, well, this may be suspicious activity. Let's just pull the guy over. So I'm telling you guys, if you don't think that they're watching us all the time, oh, they're watching us, guys. I love the cops. The cops are out here heavy. Heavy. The military, SWAT, everything out here. It is definitely a safe, safe place to be right now. Okay? Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. You want to get a hold of me, it's helloatiallegedly.com. And make good choices, guys. Okay? Metro Police is here. We've got nothing to worry about. Take a look at our sponsor. Take a look at newvideos.com. And also, don't forget, I Allegedly Live. I love doing that content. But cops are getting ready. They're looking for you. Okay? I'll see you soon.